And we've rolled into the second half of the 7 a.m. hour, and I have a guest with me this morning, a wayward guest. It has been a couple weeks. I have Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Post, the Worcester Holmes County Post.
Worcester Post covering Wayne and Holmes County. Yes.
Mine's a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
trying to call it the Woe Post.
There you go.
Wayne and Holmes.
Yeah, there you go. We can come up with some kind of acronym.
At any rate, Lieutenant Roberts, welcome back.
Good morning.
You coming just in time to get the southern months. Southern, we're going to have southern months now, apparently. Yeah.
It's early in the morning. It's early in the morning. Yeah, getting here just in time for the summer travel season that's coming upon us.
So, there we go.
Chat about that a little bit this morning.
We got a lot coming up. We got graduations. Talking is hard.
Apparently, yes.
Graduations coming up. We got Memorial Day coming up. We got tour season coming up. All of it.
Yeah, it's all coming pretty quick, which is great. You know, we all kind of wait for these summer months. At least I do, most of us. You know, we've gotten through that cold period. We've already had a few days where it's been sunny and warm and kind of teasing us with what's coming, and then we get the cold and the rain back. But yeah, coming up soon is the warmer months. We're going to kick off in just a few weeks Memorial Day, which seems to be the official start of summer, you know, for most people. And with that, like you said, all these things come with it, you know, the travel season, especially here in Holmes County. We start getting a lot more visitors from outside the area. We have the graduations, lots of people moving around to different graduation parties and the events that go with that. We have Mother's Day this weekend, you know, that's going to kick off some travel for a lot of people. So yeah, we're just starting to get into that mode of what that looks like for the summer and making sure that we're getting the message out of being safe.
And in Holmes County, we see all modes of travel.
Yeah.
From feet to 4 feet to wheels to two wheels to 4 wheels to 8 wheels.
Sure do. There's 18 wheels.
18. Yeah, there
right,
we go.
There we go. We got 18 wheels.
I'm like, rolling, it's not so right.
Yeah, so I'm missing a number there.
Apparently, I can't talk nor math today, so that's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of different forms of transportation in Holmes County. It makes it really unique, which is kind of neat, you know, and that's why a lot of people come down here to visit, is to see a lot of the different things that we have down here. But with May specifically, May is Motorcycle Awareness Month, and where we're going with this, I guess, is that coming into Holmes County in the summertime is a lot of motorcycle traffic. A lot of people, they'll kind of jump on that bike, and they want to go somewhere neat and scenic and ride the roads and see what they see as they're going through. So we tend to get a lot of motorcycle traffic through the area, both in Wayne and Holmes County. So we've been pushing out that message this month across the state of being aware of motorcycles, not only to people that are riding motorcycles and stressing the safety things that we like to, you know, helmets, proper riding gear, making sure you have the proper training when you're riding a motorcycle. A lot of people, they just hop on a bike and they think they're good to go. Well, there's a lot of nuances to riding a motorcycle, a lot of situations that you encounter when you're on two wheels that are different than when you're on four. And so getting that training, you know, Motorcycle Ohio is a great organization that gives out training and puts people through training courses and provides a lot of information to people that are riding. So we want not only the motorcycle riders to be safe, but also the passenger cars to be aware of motorcycles, to make sure that, you know, when you're coming to the intersections, that maybe you stop and you look to your right, you look to your left, you look back to your right again, back to your left again. Given that extra look as you're coming to those intersections, and when you're pulling out, when you're turning left, we see a lot of motorcycle crashes where people turn left into a private driveway, or they turn left onto a road, and they're for whatever reason, they looked out, they didn't see it, and they make that turn, and next thing you know, we have a crash.
And we've had two motorcycle crashes this year thus far. One fatal, one serious injury.
Yeah, the fatal was just here last week, I believe, early last week. One of those really warm days. You know, somebody got out there and riding, and that was the same situation.
He was young.
Yeah, he was a young guy.
19, I think.
So. Mm-hmm. Yep, and he had a gentleman that pulled out from a stop sign in front of him, and he struck the vehicle. So, yeah, that's always a concern here in the Holmes County area, and that's why we want to make sure everybody's paying attention.
Because even wearing that helmet...
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't have the protection.
You're on a motorcycle. There's nothing around you.
Yeah, when you're in a car, most of today's modern cars are designed to kind of crumple around you. They have different safety features that are meant to protect you as much as possible. When you're in a motorcycle, you know, that's not there, you know, and we will see, we had a pretty significant motorcycle crash in Wayne County 2 weeks ago,
Sterling.
Yeah. Where the motorcyclist struck a deer and, he wasn't wearing a helmet. And we think that the injuries he suffered were pretty severe, and we think they would have been mitigated a little bit by wearing that helmet. So, all of those things, and, you know, I get the stories from people of why they do or they don't wear helmets, or why they do or they don't wear seatbelts, those type of things. But I can tell you from experience, I've been doing this over 20 years, I've seen a lot of pretty significant crashes, and those things are important, and they do reduce injuries.
So we want you to be safe, whether you're on a motorcycle, an electric bicycle, yes. a regular bicycle, mm-hmm. A horse, a buggy, semi, a tractor.
Yeah, and when we're talking about motorcycle safety, as far as...
Also farming season.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's moving all over the place. I've been behind a few myself, and you get the people that get impatient, and they want to get around, and they're passing on hill crests and curves and all kinds of things. But when we're talking about motorcycles, you know, the other thing that falls in line around here is those e-bikes, and just being paying attention to those year-round. I mean, we talk about motorcycle riding season in the summer, but around Holmes County...
E-bike season is all year.
Season all year long. So it's May is the month that we hammer on motorcycles and make sure that we, because, you know, every month we have a different topic, we try to cover the gamut, and so this month happens to be that, but it's a year-round thing in Holmes County.
Oh, for sure. The e-bikes are like the slower going but faster than regularing.
Yes.
But in my head I had that planned out a whole lot better. It just braining. Yeah. We're just gonna say braining is hard. Okay. Today.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. As long as your brain's working well when you're driving behind the wheel of a car, right?
Yes. It was a much more... last week, I came across a buggy in the dark and didn't see the headlights coming and almost had an issue.
Yeah.
But everything was okay.
Good.
Same exact place today. Amish buggy, dark. I said, nope, I know where the point is, where I will be able to see if anything is, and we made good decisions today.
Good. And that's really what we're trying to get people to do, is people make mistakes. We get it, all right? And just making sure that we're learning from those things and not doing them again is the big part. I mean, when we don't learn from our mistakes in life in general,
I thought
that's
there was
the
more
problem.
Flat, and I'm like, yes, okay. Yeah. And then there wasn't. Mm-hmm. And so today I'm like, no, got me once.
Yep,
shame on you. Yeah. Get me twice. That's my fault.
Good for you.
So, yes. See, we all learn, yes, and grow.
Absolutely.
And you got to pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And what we see, you know, we've talked about it a million times, is kind of being distracted and driving while you're driving down the road. And it was in the past, you know, you didn't have the distractions, so you focused on the road more. And now there's so many electronics in the car. Everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's, you know, got different things going on. And so those are easy to get distracted. So, yeah, making sure you're paying attention is going to help you see the motorcycle traffic as you're out there. Motorcyclists they have to pay attention just as much as anybody. You know, being a defensive rider, I rode a motorcycle for many years, and you have to pay attention to what those other cars. You have to be prepared when you come into those intersections and you see traffic pulling up to that intersection, because you might have to make a pretty quick decision as you're riding up there. So, yeah, lots of things to think about, but keeping your eyes on the road, paying attention are all huge parts of that.
Keeping your headlight on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So people can see you. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what the weather is. People need to see you.
Yes, that's always helpful.
All right.
Ran through it.
I let you handle most, because I wasn't working today.
No, all good.
I'm like, doo, 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 doo. All right, so essentially pay attention, like we always say, and wear your seatbelts.
Yep, and look out for the motorcycles as we're getting into the summer months, and we'll talk a little more as we get in closer to Memorial Day about what that looks like in the summer holidays as we come in the next couple weeks.
Yes, graduation, summer holidays, all of it's coming up quickly. Well, thank you for making your way into the county here.
Yep,
and
thank you.
We are going to take a little break here. That was Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Post and Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we'll have more after this, including hometown sports on WKLM.